And here's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Talking about being crazy from the heart and probably other such places. Why we can't have nice things starts us in Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
We go to a raucous night. Two nights ago with the Wynn Las Vegas. Because, you know, there's always a club scene going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that included on the stage with DJ Griffin.
Ugh.
And Justin Bieber. So this guy, DJ Griffin's doing his set.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, pops up right next to him on the DJ booth. What appears to be Justin Bieber.
Oh.
He's like, hey, you want to jam? And he's like, dude, all right. Guy gets up there and does like 15 minutes.
Who's singing along? The Bieb?
And then everybody realizes, wait, that's not Justin Bieber at all.
Oh, dear.
No, that's not. This is a guy that's actually going around the area as a Justin Bieber doppelganger. His name is Dylan Desclos, and he's been doing this for at least 8 years.
It's just what he does. Does he have a job too, or just pretend to be Bieb?
I mean, I think that's what Bieber's job is, right? Just to pretend to be Bieb. Yeah. He's banned from Vegas now. Like the whole city.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You know, normally people get popped for things they're not supposed to bring through TSA. But in Boston, however, one guy just didn't have enough. Clothing, that is. He decided to prance through security and started stripping down and ended up in his red chonies. They were quickly history as well. But he did start exercising for the entire crowd.
That's nice.
And was eventually hauled off by police.
That made the pat down a lot more interesting than this.
Sure, No.
So, imagine this. You have been accused of a crime you didn't commit, and that would be murder.
Ooh, I didn't do it.
So, this comes from a courtroom in Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah, and the verdict for this, 6 possible counts of murder.
Oh, my.
For Alton Oliver, 26-year-old man. Trial lasted 3 days, wrapped up. Jury came back with a verdict, and here is the judge to read it.
May the jury find the defendant guilty as to all 6 counts of the bill of indictment.
Guilty, he said.
Sheriff, will you please hand this to and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
So the foreman of the jury stands up and is like,
Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all 6 counts.
That's not one you...
I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Yeah.
That's not...
It's not funny, Your
it's
Honor.
It's not one you can flub.
I
your respect.
So someone got to jump on the triannual trilateral show-a-palooza extravaganza.
Well, who wouldn't?
A group of partiers got loose in one man's home. He came home to discover a bunch of scoundrels. They'd broken in, ate his pet's food, and had a whole bunch of fun in the jacuzzi. Turns out there were 8 of them. They were all raccoons and, of course, in beautiful Merritt Island, Florida.
We should invite them to the show on Monday right there. That's amazing. It's also the start of a weekend of Bernie's. We could get that. I like it. So a lot of companies have been making returns and exchanges just more difficult to do, more cumbersome.
You don't have to tell me about that.
Well, it's mostly because of people like this. There's this guy on TikTok, John Stockwell, and he has claimed that he's been repeatedly ordering 110-pound cast iron anvils on Amazon for the past 6 months.
What?
Only to return them. The anvils cost more than about $225 a piece, but with his Prime account, John has them shipped to him and shipped back totally for free, so they cover the costs.
Is he, like, mad at them or the delivery guy, or...?
He, so far, has at least about 11 anvil orders that he's done this with, and it's unclear over the 6 months how many he's actually done. But, and he says, I'm going to keep doing this until somebody does something about it. This is a faulty thing. So, meanwhile, his delivery man is like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Probably think it's Wile E. Coyote ordering all these.
The company credit card is great for much more than just files and paper and buckets of water on occasion. Mm-mm. It's also great to buy Pokemon cards. Unfortunately, this was not approved by James in finance. William Gross has been found guilty of buying $140,000 worth of them, compliments of his employer. He'll now be serving 4 months behind bars, have to repay the money, as well as a whole lot more.
Yeah, but you get one of those spotted Charizard cards, you could just... Never mind. And then finally, let's go down to lovely Colombia. Parents in Colombia right now are getting some grief because, they have a new baby girl that's entered this world. It's very lovely.
Aww.
Yeah, and they named this baby girl Chat Yipiti.
What?
After Chat GPT. Chat Yipiti.
Do they think that's going to help her when the computers take over?
They claim the name is a tribute to the era that we are in of AI, the era of artificial intelligence. It's a tribute to it. And also a tribute to the extreme lack of human intelligence that we also bring to this.